In arguably the most entertaining game of their season, the Raptors took the Hawks right down to the wire. Andrea Bargnani hit a big three-pointer to put the Raps up by two with just over a minute to play before Atlanta responded with a familiar sight. Jamal Crawford getting fouled behind the arc. It would be the second time for him in the game, which actually probably shouldn't be too surprising since he holds the NBA record for most four-point plays. After knocking down all three free throws, the Hawks were up one. But not for long.
Lay it up and in, and a foul! Two the hard way and one to come for Amir Johnson.
Amir Johnson with the and one here on Rogers Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. Amir would sink the free throw as well to put the Raptors back up by two with 45 seconds left. It was 101-99. Amir would then block Josh Smith on the ensuing Atlanta possession, but when the Raptors got the ball back after a timeout...
High screen and roll with Amir Johnson, works right into the lane, lay it up, blocked by Horford.
They call the illegal screen up top on Amir Johnson. And Jonesy, it wasn't Bill Spooner who was right on top of the play at the top of the arc. It was the official on the far right sideline, Haywood Workman, that made the call.
You got to be kidding me.
Just a devastating call that would give the Hawks the ball back. Mike Bibby then calmly drilled a three-point dagger over both Amir and a hard-charging Jose Calderon. And that would essentially be the game as the Hawks win 104-101. First word goes to Amir Johnson and that illegal screen call.
I guess it was a good call, man. You know, the guy fell and it was, I think, it was a flash screen. So it could have went either way, you know what I mean? So it was a tough call. You know, I don't know what to say about it, you know what I mean? There was a lot of mistakes throughout the game, you know, Everybody had their part, but it was a tough call for me.
I mean, it's got to be, I would imagine, at least a little bit tougher because it comes, you know, right after that big wave of enthusiasm after the and one as well.
Yeah, it does, but we definitely thought we were going to get a stop on the other end, so the three ball was more hurt. Everybody kind of took the energy out of it, but it was a tough game.
After Bibby's three-pointer, the Raptors actually had a chance to take the lead. Coach Jay Triano called for a high screen and then an isolation play for Jose Calderon. It worked as Jose cut into the paint, only to be stopped by Al Horford, though, who blocked Calderon's attempt and watched as the ball bounced off of Jose's back out of bounds to seal it. Triano spoke about that play call.
We knew they were going to switch, and we just thought with a big on them, we might have had a call coming. We knew he'd have a bigger guy on him, and usually you use your quickness to get past that. And we thought we'd shot 12 free throws to that point, we might have a call coming, or you get past the big guy, and we couldn't do it.
The Raptors got 12 free throws compared to the 31 attempts from the Hawks. But you wouldn't find too many of the guys complaining about the difference. A lot of the talk surrounded the seemingly unstoppable and noted Raptor killer Jamal Crawford, who poured in 25 points in the first half and finished with a game-high 36. Leandro Barbosa was trying to trade buckets with some magnificent handles himself, but said Crawford was just too much.
I mean, he hit the same shot that when I was in Phoenix, the same spot. It was, and after he hit it, he said, again, LB. I say, man, you... It's just tough, you know. He's a good player, you know, and it was tough to handle him, you know, on the pick and rolls and anything. He really can play the game, and he did great for them.
As did Barbosa for the Raptors. Andrea Bargnani matched the effort with 26 points himself, but his desperation three-pointer to tie with 1 second left fell just short, just like the Raps, who now hope to rebound Friday at home to the Pistons. Covering the Raptors, I'm Zach Cooper, Rogers Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590.